We don't look at each other. If we look, we'll know this game of make-believe is over. So we just hold on to each other. His long-distance relationship was the worst year of his life. Mine almost broke me. He's right that it's different, that it's us, and we understand each other. But that's why I can't do it. A week ago, I say, I liked you so much, I would have wanted to try to make this work. I swallow a jagged fist-sized lump, but still my voice has to scrape by to get out. But now, I think I might love you too much for that. I'm surprised to hear myself say it, not because I was unaware of how I felt, because I've never been the first person to say the L word, not even with Jacob. You don't have to say anything, I hurry to add. His jaw flexes against my temple. Of course I love you, Nora. If I loved you any less, I'd be trying to convince you that you could be happy here. You have no idea how badly I wish I could be enough. Charlie, I begin. I'm not being self-deprecating, he promises softly against my ear. I just don't think that's how it works in real life. If anyone could be enough, I say, I think it might be you. His arms squeeze around me, his voice dropping to a soft scratch. I'm glad we had our moment, even if it didn't last as long as we wanted it to. The tears are so thick in my eyes that the dance floor dissolves into streaks of color and light. But I finally get out, my eyes scrunching shut. It really was fucking perfect.